Kernza is a new grain that shows promise as an environmentally sustainable crop. Some brewers and distillers are using it to develop climate-friendly beers and spirits. KUNC's Ray Solomon reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
In a cool, dark cellar at the Denver Distillery on South Broadway, manager Chris Anderson Tarver is knocking a cork out of the top of an oak whiskey barrel. He dips an oversized turkey baster in the hole and siphons a pale amber whiskey into his snifter.
This is great aroma. There's a little bit of a fruit note, a little bit of nuttiness. There's also this nice kind of buttery profile.
That barrel is one of the first batches of Kernza-based whiskey ever made in Colorado. It's been aging since April, and Anderson Tarver samples it every few weeks to check on its progress.
Then the taste, after you get a couple really good whiffs.
The flavor of Kernza, he says, is striking. A little spicy, like Fig Newton with a touch of cinnamon.
Oh yeah, this is going to be so good.
Kernza is a new grain being developed with regenerative agriculture in mind. Its breeders say it's a cousin of wheat, but Kernza is drought resistant. Its roots grow deep, improving soil and preventing erosion. Kernza is also perennial, meaning farmers don't have to replant it every year. And that's part of why some local distillers and brewers are excited to work with it.
We like to play around with unusual ingredients, but as a distillery, we actually really, really care how our grain is grown.
Denver Distillery is all about local sustainable grains.
Kernza fit the bill for us in that not only did it have really interesting problems it was trying to tackle, but also we have a sense that it will be probably successfully grown in Colorado.
But it's still very early days for Kernza in Colorado. So far, just a few dozen acres are planted statewide. The yield is low, the grains are small and hard to process, and without an established market, it's pricier than traditional grains. And yet, some Colorado farmers are curious.
All of this, like, low-growth plants that are spreading out, that's all Kernza.
Todd Olander grows a variety of grains for the local craft beverage industry on his 2,000-acre farm in Loveland. Last spring, he set aside a small field to play around with Kernza.
I mean, it's 11 acres out of 2,000. It's worth a trial.
Olander also has an on-site malt house. Malting brings out sugars in the grains before they're made into beer and spirits. And he malts nearly everything he grows, but he won't be malting his Kernza harvest. His equipment can't handle it. In an office off the malt house floor, he demonstrates why.
In the malting drums, there's a floor that's similar to this.
He's holding a metal pan with a slotted mesh base.
That's where the air comes through, and so barley kernels sit on top of it pretty easily. So then if you put a little bit of Kernza on there.
The Kernza grains are much slimmer than barley. They fall right through the slots as he shakes the pan.
You don't have much left, so.
Even so, Olander is bullish about his Kernza crop, and he might add Kernza-friendly malting equipment down the line.
With the network of breweries that we work with and distilleries, there's going to be a market.
The United States Department of Agriculture agrees. USDA researchers in Colorado are helping coordinate a nationwide study on Kernza, from its performance in the soil to its performance in the market. They think brewers and distillers will be early adopters of the grain, helping jumpstart demand. Peter Kleinman heads the Colorado research team.
We're taking a gamble by reaching out to the brewing industry and distill. It's not because that's the ultimate end, right? The ultimate end is that millions of acres of a crop like this are planted.
His team shipped a few hundred pounds of the grain to a couple craft beverage houses in Colorado and asked them to experiment, which is how Anderson Tarver of the Denver Distillery got his hands on the grains for his pilot batch of Kernza whiskey.
It's just a fascinating grain just because it has some really cool properties. The flavor, though, is really what's going to keep us coming back.
He says he's keen to make Kernza a regular in his distilling rotation. He's just waiting for the price of the grain to come down. Ray Solomon, KUNC.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.